Skoda, jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, good morning, hello. My voice is still a bit croaky.
You're down in the lower registers.
Who are you?
Whoa.
Oh, you've got some nerve.
My mic was on, so I thought I might as well say nerve. Something.
Sorry. Oh, you've got some nerve.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I think you can just waltz in and out whenever you like.
I mean...
Don't think this rule continues, by the way.
Oh, no.
On day three, when you realise you've made a massive decision, don't come crawling back on your hands and knees, sneak in and just go, oh, hi, guys, how's your weekend?
It's your decision, Daniel.
We're going to sit here and hope that you don't notice me.
Yeah, yeah.
Pippa's back from her week off. You haven't really missed anything. All you've missed was me moaning about the fact that I'm ill.
Yeah, I noticed you had a bit of gravel.
Yeah.
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 How long's that been going on?
All week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for a week.
What is it? Flu?
It's just a cold. So, a man flu.
Man flu.
It's
bad. Really bad.
Clinically proven.
Man flu.
Yeah.
Do-I-diddy-diddy.
It's up there with childbirth. A clinically proven.
Yeah.
Is it just...
Well, childbirth doesn't last a week.
Thank you. Thanks very much. You're
so it's
right.
Worse than childbirth.
Yeah, because it lingers. Childbirth doesn't linger.
No.
Is it just tummy? Is it just like a
throat? What kind of colds do you have?
Well, I don't know.
Are you trying to ask Bradford and Bingley questions?
Yes.
Is that what
it's like a cold?
Right, so it's, yeah.
Are you all right in there?
Yeah, I've just got a really bad cold.
Just a head cold.
Sorry.
I get a bit windy with a cold, I'm just going to say.
Do you? Yes, I do.
No, I don't. No, I'm just sniffy and my nose is itchy and my voice is... I just get a sore throat in the morning and the night. And then there's a period of time during the day where I'm absolutely fine. I'm like, I think I've seen the back of this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel all right, you know, I feel really good. And it comes to about 7 o'clock and I go, I think it started to go. Oh, no, it's back again.
Creeps back up on you.
And then I go to bed and then I can't breathe. And I can't breathe through my nose. So I wake up with a sore throat and I feel awful. And
do you
I don't
wear
your
mouth guard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting every bit of usage out of my mouth guard before I have to throw it away.
Why have you got to throw it away?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm having teeth out.
Oh, then you have to have it redone.
Yeah.
Ah, got ya.
That's expensive.
Oh, yeah, that's really good, yeah. It's just adding to the cost of everything.
Yeah, rack them up.
The irony that I'm spending so much money on getting my teeth fixed, and fixed means... like root canal, get that tooth out because it's chipped, this, that, and the other. And they will still look like broken tombstones after all that. But they'll be good, healthy teeth.
When is the next session?
A couple of weeks.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But that's with a root canal expert, not the person who did your original work.
It's with both, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think it's both.
Right.
So I think they have to walk me from one room to another.
Oh, do they?
Whilst I'm gangster tripping.
Right.
Tiff had to have a root canal and she had the same thing. She went to the same place. And she got, I don't know what the word is, sedated. I don't know if that's the actual word.
Yeah, I guess. Not knocked out, but just kind of.
And all she remembers is walking from one room to the other going, how are you doing? That's it. That's all she remembers. But it's going to be like a 3.5 hour, three to 4 hours.
Is it?
What's he doing?
It's one root canal. It might be two.
How hard can it be?
Exactly.
Well, apparently, it's tricky.
No, yeah, I didn't mean that. Sorry.
And
horrible words, root canal.
Yeah, they need to rename it.
Or the root.
Oh, I'm afraid he might. It looks like you're going to have a root tickle.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it just taking a tooth out? Is that what root canal is?
No, a root canal is getting into the root of the tooth.
And the nerve and everything.
Oh. Yeah. Ugh. So it's a really tricky procedure.
Does the tooth stay?
Yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh.
What, so you drill through the tooth or like...
No, I don't know.
No.
I guess through the gum, isn't it?
Actually, it doesn't make any difference. I'm going to be out of it.
You could be out of it. You'll be away with the fairies. You won't know anything about it at all.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
There'll be a dentist listening now who's going to text in and go, actually, what we do is...
I think you're fine.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Something to chew on.
Hey. That's nice.
That old lovely joke.
That's nice for Monday.
So Pepper's back. She had a lovely holiday.
Yeah.
Eventually got away.
Eventually got away. I think I'm...
James will do anything to keep you from leaving the show. He set fire to Heathrow Airport.
Yeah, James did.
Even that didn't work.
So what happened in the end? Because the last we heard, obviously the flights were all screwy and stuff. So
yes.
Then you booked one by mistake, then booked another one.
Yeah.
So could you got your original flight, as it turns out, because they were flying again, weren't they?
No.
Because it would have been a nightmare.
That one was eventually definitely cancelled.
Right, okay.
We got a cancellation through.
Oh, good. So
And then I think I'm managed to get a refund for the first one, but...
Oh, good.
I don't know yet.
Right.
Okay.
So you should do.
You should do.
Well, if they cancelled the flight, you should.
No, it's the first one that I booked accidentally.
Oh, okay. So the first flight, the flight you were meant to go on, Heathrow closed the airport, and that flight was cancelled.
Yeah.
So you then
booked... 30 quid each.
You booked another flight.
Yeah.
But it was so giddy, you booked it for the wrong Friday.
I panicked,
Do you think you'll get your money back on that?
I'm hoping so. I tried contacting them, but their customer service said, apparently there's a 2-hour grace period, and I couldn't work out if that's whether you've bought a certain type of ticket. But their customer service doesn't open till 9, and this was like 6:15 in the morning.
So you couldn't have spoken to them any sooner?
No, so I was messaging and emailing, so I was like, look, I'm trying everything that I can. So I think,
hopefully you should be able to.
I think so.
And then when you did fly out, was that fine?
That was fine. Cost a lot of money though.
Yes.
Because by that point everyone's woken up and starting to do the same thing.
Mm. Right.
So we're all panicking. And then I managed to get a bit.
When were these flights for? Was it Friday just gone?
Yeah.
Wow. And we should have gone. You and I should have gone,
I know.
Barcelona for the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely there.
Barcelona's lovely.
Oh, it's lovely.
Great city.
And then the Gambia, and then Lisbon. It feels like, because you have to kind of go via... We had to go via Barcelona or Lisbon just to get to the Gambia, so I thought we might as well just have a...
Who goes on holiday to the Gambia?
Mm. You in Gambia for like 4 days?
Four nights. Yeah. Toby got a bit of Bingley.
Did he get Rich and Judy?
I'm sure he won't mind us saying that, but he was really bad the last day. We were due to go to the Crocodile Park, and we couldn't go.
Is that the name of the water park, or is that a park with crocodiles just sitting on benches, eating sandwiches, watching the world go by
on the swings?
Was it both sides?
It was,
Now, is that all right? Because Toby loves going for a poo.
Yeah, no, he didn't enjoy this one.
Oh, really?
Make it stop!
And neither did I. So we put, you know, when you can have the people that on your door, you can say no service today, thank you. Yeah. We have that on the door.
No service this week.
Extra Dettol, please. Thank you.
We just had lots of extra toilet paper and water.
Can I have 10 kilos of loo roll, please?
He was so
stick them in the fridge.
Ill. I was worried. We nearly didn't make it to Lisbon. We were like, really? We can't fly like this.
So what was it? What, something he'd eaten?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
No, something he'd looked at, Dom.
Well, did he get a bug or something?
You know, he looked at some off food.
Yeah, but you might have got a bug rather than something he'd eaten.
How long did it last?
That one was, thankfully, just over a day. So it was really quick. But we nearly did. Yeah, we nearly had to cancel the flight. He couldn't get out of bed.
Oh, God.
No.
Felt really bad for him. Ugh. And then I got him some special juice, which they made for him, which I think made him a bit worse.
Was
it prune juice? Because that's terrific for that.
Well, it's called like something like Barbeo juice, and right. It's made from these fresh Barbeo things, and then I thought it might make him better, but...
We're just making your special juice now. Hurry up, they're in a suite.
I think it made it a little bit worse. His stomach started doing back.
Is it like a pale brown colour?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's sort of pale browny orange colour.
Doesn't look...
I mean, it tasted lovely.
Toby's in bed feeling really sick. Pippa's clearing up all the bottles on the phone to her mate, going, I really don't know why he's feeling so bad.
I felt fine.
Oh, that's not the easy way.
But yeah, a little bit of bingo.
When did you get back? Yesterday?
Last night, yeah.
You do that. I can't do that.
Well, no, that's Toby.
You come back so late on a Sunday.
Oh, no. And then you've got everything's like all in disarray in the flat and stuff. Mm. But...
No, I'd love to do it. I've got to get back Saturday. Yeah. Just so I've got...
An extra, yeah, you need... Exactly.
So you've got the Sunday at least. And if your flight's delayed or anything, at least you've got a little bit of wiggle room. Yeah.
It was quite a late night.
Like flying back at midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did anyone have trouble sleeping last night? I could not fall asleep for ages last night.
No, I slept like a baby.
I took a Calm tablet.
Oh, did you?
That helped. Have you taken Calm?
Yeah.
No. It's like prescription drugs.
Valeria root or something.
Yeah. Is that where you went on holiday? It's a sightseeing thing. we're doing the Valeria route today. Oh, I'm bringing cameras.
Yeah.
An hour before bedtime. Hmm. Calms you a bit.
And did it work?
Yeah, I mean, I slept for 5 hours, yeah. Not a bit. But we're all good. And then I missed... Sorry, I've got verbal diarrhea.
I wouldn't say that.
I missed the Severance guys coming in.
You did, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Really hot.
We're all great
people.
Friends now.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. Miss Casey's promised she's going to start listening to the show every day.
Really?
She lives here.
Does she live here?
Yeah.
So she said she's going to start listening.
I'd say 20 minutes then until we talked about Neighbours.
Really?
Because she was in Neighbours.
Was she?
Back in the day, yeah.
She's a good actress.
She's brilliant.
She sat with us for a while before she joined us.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She walked into the studio and she goes, "Hey, nice to meet you." I went, "Are you a bit jet lagged?" She went, "So jet lagged." So pleased you noticed. I'm just so jet lagged. And yeah, we sat with her for about 20 minutes. Yeah,
she's lovely.
And Phoenix had some pictures with him.
Yeah, Phoenix.
Which is nice.
Big Severance fan.
Proper fanboy.
Yeah, proper.
I've watched every episode 3 times.
Really?
Oh, I mean, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were on everything. So it was really weird. So the Severance people were in the UK. So we got offered the two people we had on the show.
Deitch and Adam.
Adam Scott. So from the Silly Bang ads, right? That's Adam Scott.
That same guy. Yeah.
But they were all in town.
Mm.
And loads of them were in the building. But they were breaking them up into different pairings.
Yes.
We had to fight for each one.
Yeah, so if you watch the show... So, and then I watched this morning, had Ben Stiller on.
Right.
With Adam and two of the other characters that we didn't have on.
Yeah, the lady who plays Helly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Who I didn't know she was even in the building. They're like, "Oh, yeah, she was doing some interviews and then blah, blah, blah." And it was like, wow, is everybody here? Mm. James, I'd watched an episode and a half by the time I'd interviewed them, and James managed to give me a massive spoiler.
Yeah, did something bad.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
He did a Rob DJ pip.
Oh, what did you say?
It was a big one.
He said, he'd take your headphones off, I'll tell you. He's trying to explain to me who people are, and he holds up a picture and he goes, and I'm like, do I know that yet? And he goes, oh.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Massive spoiler, like huge spoiler.
Yeah, proper ruined that part. Sorry. Yeah. But, I mean, there's still other surprises.
I've now watched season one.
Have you?
I've flown through it. Yeah, I've flown through it.
Yeah,
it is good.
Episode.
Dom's never going to see it because it's on Apple TV.
Yeah, do you know, I'm going to get Apple TV in May because there's a Bono documentary.
Apple TV Plus.
It's coming to Apple TV Plus in May.
You can cancel it any time.
Oh, yeah. Is it called Oh No Bono?
It's called Bono's Excellent. Bono's Excellent, here's why.
Hello there.
I think it's
hello there. Everyone in Ireland hates me.
You know the one-man show he did? It's based around that, I think. There's sort of films of that and then little music-y bits and stuff. It's meant to be great.
He played the Palladium, didn't he?
He's played the Palladium?
Yeah.
I played the Palladium, so has Bono.
Yeah. And we're doing that show together, you and me, at the Palladium, aren't we? That we're never, ever going to do.
Yeah, we will.
Have you started writing it?
Thank you. Thank you very much for the question.
I've been thinking about this, by the way. I think we should do a tour, you and me.
Me too.
We should write a show and call it Chris and Dom, One Night Only, the London Palladium. And what we do is we never play the Palladium, but we tour it around everywhere else.
I like that.
Now, and the narrative is about the fact that you're desperate to play the London Palladium, but you're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And because I'm like, no, he needs to learn. I'm not going to do anything about it either.
Yeah.
Therefore, we never play the Palladium.
That's
the whole show is about playing the Palladium.
The show.
And we're taking that on tour to Nottingham, Derby, Glasgow.
The tour is us getting ready to play the Palladium. What should we do?
We never play.
Get there. Yeah, that's nice. It's quite meta.
Mm-hmm.
I like
you still got to do the content bit. That's the...
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I always think it takes care of itself on the night.
I reckon you two could just ad-lib your way through a show.
Brilliant.
Genuinely.
It'd be great.
No, not the Palladium. You've got to give it some...
A loose structure.
Yeah, really loose structure. Made out of jelly.
Yeah. A wobbly structure.
Yeah, you kind of owe it to the Palladium to not just rock up and... You know what I mean?
Right.
It's all rubbish, don't you?
What should we talk about?
Yeah. Here we are.
It's like going to a really, really, really nice restaurant in like shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a bit like disrespectful, isn't it?
Flip flops.
We went to Nobu in Dubai at the Atlantis Hotel on the Palm a few years ago, and there are people just walking in like the shorts that they've been wearing all day. And
no.
I'm like, it's Nobu. It's like a really fancy restaurant.
Yeah, definitely.
I've got all dressed up for it. And I'm like, there's certain things in my life I don't want to get blasé about.
No, I'm with you.
No, you're on stage at 7:30, the Palladium. We don't want to be rocking up at 20 past going, I've got time for a quick pee and a fag before I go on.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be waking up that day going, tonight's the night.
Yeah, the more effort you make, the more you'll enjoy some of that, I think.
It's all like showbiz, isn't it, playing at the Palladium?
It's all showbiz. It's also nonsense because we're never going to play there.
Well, you know, never say never, as they say.
Start writing it today. Do it today.
All right, then.
Okay.
Because you know me and I'm very disciplined. I'll do that today.
Now.
Yeah.
We're bringing something back today, not just Pippa.
Nope.
No.
We're also going to bring back the most talked about game. Well, that and the box, it's probably up there. And it's back to playing after an absence of about a year and a half, believe it or not. This morning, we bring back 20 seconds to 20K.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
I'm going to read this script, Dom. You ready?
Yeah.
Now, you know how this game works, and there's no way you can predict what's going to happen.
No.
That makes sense when you hear what I'm about to read.
Right.
We're bringing back our game for another round of 20 seconds to 20K. Who wrote that? That doesn't make sense. We're bringing back our game for another round. But that is the game.
Oh, yeah.
Who wrote that? You?
Why doesn't that make sense?
We're bringing back our game for another round of 20 seconds to 20K. But the 20 seconds to 20K is the game.
You'd say we're bringing back another round.
The game is 20 seconds to 20K.
Yeah.
I think that's just copied and pasted from 2023.
Well, it was wrong then.
Yeah. I think that's right.
We're bringing back our game. What game is it? What game is it, James?
For another round
of... What's the game?
20 seconds to 20K.
Okay. For another round of 20 seconds to 20K.
So do you think we could take off...
So if you take out the word game and replace it for the name of the game, we're bringing back 20 seconds to 20K for another round of 20 seconds to 20K?
It's like, we're bringing back our game.
This is not boding well for the future for you if you're struggling
that
already.
That makes sense.
We're bringing back 20 seconds to 20K for another round of 20 seconds to 20K. That's like when Dom argues that the word caravan rhymes with the word caravan.
It does sound
like
exactly
we're bringing
same.
Back our game.
20 seconds to 20K.
No, pause.
No, but the game is 20 seconds to 20K.
So yeah, but it's meant to be a bit dramatic.
No, it's not. It's just grammatically incorrect.
It's not grammatically incorrect.
Dominic, you went to university.
What you could... Actually, I did for 2 weeks. Yeah. What you could say is, we're bringing back our game. Stop. Another round of 20 seconds to 20K.
No!
I think it's the
no,
word
you're
four.
Not taking the word four. No, it's yeah, not.
It's
you've
four.
Made it worse.
It's the four that's
no,
throwing you up.
It it's is. Absolutely not.
It is. We're bringing back a game for another... We're bringing back a game, another round of 20 seconds to 20K. That makes sense. You just don't need the four in there, that's all.
All right, that would work.
It would work.
Yeah. Oh, well,
it's the four. It? It's the four that's throwing you off, guys.
I don't think... Okay.
Well, you're right. You've been outvoted. Just suck it up. Yeah, be a man.
We live in a democracy.
All right, be a real boy.
Okay.
We could take out for another round of altogether, couldn't we? We could just say, we're bringing back our game, 20 seconds to 20K.
Yeah.
Could just do that as
that's
well.
That's it.
See, and that's why she's been poached.
No.
That's why.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
That's why she's been poached away.
Is it?
Yeah.
Behind our
I'm
backs.
With James, it sounds
with no
like
opportunity
to me.
For us to fight for her to stay.
It makes
the
sense,
the weird
James.
World that global works. But as long as Hart are happy, eh? Hashtag team players. Sorry, what am I doing? I got sidetracked.
Keep reading the script.
I got sidetracked with internal politics stuff.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Here we go.
20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
We're back up bringing another round game of 20K seconds to...
Better.
That's better.
Now, Dom, here we go. You ready?
Come on.
Every morning this week, we're giving you the chance to win £20,000.
Yeah.
Which we'll put in your bank account today. If you notice that the wording is every morning this week, because we can't predict on the slight chance that we have basically four winners in a row.
Yeah, that's true.
We can't
and we're 80 grand down.
No.
The game is definitely not happening next week.
Yeah, exactly.
So, every morning this week, we will play our game 20 seconds to 20K. Five songs. Name all of them in 20 seconds. You win £20,000. It is doable because it has been done before. We've also given away a fair few £10,000 and a lot of ones. So you get 20 seconds on the clock. We start the clock. I play you a song. You tell me the title of the song. We stop the clock. I'll put £1,000 on the table in front of you. You can take that £1,000. Game over. You absolutely take it. Or you play on. Now, you risk losing that £1,000, but if you get the second one right before the clock runs out of time, you win £2,000. Let's say that leaves you with 10 seconds left. You can play for song number three. Get that right, it's worth £5,000. Beautiful. Now, do you continue and go for the 10? Do you try and push through for all five songs that will make you £20,000? Now, if you haven't heard it before, we did have one winner. In fact, it's the last time we played the game.
Yeah.
Because...
Which is no coincidence, is it?
Oh, no, is that right?
It's in the last week. It was on the Wednesday when we had the big...
Oh, right.
You're going to play.
But did we had a £20,000 winner.
Yeah.
And then did we foolishly bring the game back?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. What idiots.
We've got the Danny clip there from when she won.
So when did Danny win the 20?
Daddy.
Yeah, when did Daddy win the money?
Daddy's won the money, everyone.
Oh. July 22.
Was it really? Yeah.
Good Lord.
So Danny won. So I remember, was it the week that Danny won? We had a Monday winner won 10 grand, a Tuesday winner.
Dale won 5.
Yeah.
Abel won 5.
Yeah.
Danny won 20.
So we gave away £30,000 in 3 days.
That was expensive 3 days, wasn't it?
So it is possible. So if you would like to be on and play the game today, it is. It's a mixture of. Obviously, the luck of the draw. Because if the first song is a song that you know and you love, you might go, oh, bang, straight away. You might get it in a second and a half. That's happened before, 2 seconds. But it's also the luck of the draw of if your brain goes, oh, that's... I'm trying. That's S Club Party. I'm trying to think of yes, songs. I don't know what the songs are, by the way. I've not looked at the screen, yeah. So I don't know. There ain't no S Club Party. It might be like that. Mm. Boom. But your brain might also go, nah. I know you know it. But I'm not going to tell you what it is. Exactly. And you're like, oh, it's And then you start panicking. Yeah. And nobody understands. Until they've actually played the game.
Mm. Yeah, I play my van every day, Morsey. I always get 5 out of 5. I'm always on fire during the game.
All right, track number one, start the clock.
Oh, God.
I know it.
Oh,
I know it.
Oh, it's a lot harder when you play the game for real, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, isn't it?
And it really is. But, SB Avenue. If you would like to play the game today and be on the air, you need to answer this question. I want you to text the word play, P-L-A-Y, text the word play, and then the answer to this question. 20 years ago, which British band released their debut album Employment in 2005, featuring hits such as I Predict a Riot? 20 years ago. So, text the word play, followed by your answer, send it to 83936. That's the word play, and then the name of that British band, I Predict a Riot. So you write the word play, write the name of the band, 83936. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. We'll close the lines at 7.45 this morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online and free entry, are at radiox.co.uk. We'll play just after 8. So, write the word play, write your answer, 83936. Now, that text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. But if you get on the air to play the game and you get the first one right, that's £1,000 on the table. So, you could go, do you know what? Love £1,000. Thanks very much. I'm going to take it. Bye-bye. If you've got 15 seconds left on the clock, you can try and turn your 1,000 into 2,000. And you can go, do you know what? That'll do me. £2,000. See you later. Bye-bye. Or you can go for it and try and win up to £20,000. 20 years ago, which British band released their debut album, Employment, featuring hits like I Predict a Riot? Text the word play and your answer. Send it to 83936 and good luck.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
Text now or close the lines at 7.45. Dominic's got your news next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Being lightning fast is great. Fantastic even. But it's no good if you're not going to be smooth. Suddenly. Get a connection that's reliable as well as lightning fast with Virgin Media. Awarded best broadband experience. Switch today. Virgin Media. See what you can do.
Virgin Fibre Areas GWS Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good Deal isn't. Get 2 pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Give your family's broadband a spring refresh with EE's ultra-fast full fiber.
How fast we talking?
You'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
That is quick.
And we'll make the switch easy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with one-touch switch, we'll handle it all for you.
Nice.
Plus, it's powered by BT. Switch today and pay nothing for 3 months.
$32.99 from month 4, 24 months. $35.99 from 31st of March 2026. $38.99 from 31st of March 2027. New customers, 50% availability. Terms apply.
People's Postcode Lottery's Big Spring Win is back. In our April draws, you and your neighbours could win a share of £25.4 million. Own or rent? Doesn't matter. If your door is in the draw, then you're in with a chance to win. You just need to sign up before midnight tonight. Who knows? You could win a share of £25.4 million. So get your door in the draw. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
You really notice the sounds your car makes when the MOT's due? All the squeaking, creaking, clunking. Oh, that one's new. Stay on top of things with eBay. Enter your reg to find the right parts for your car. And with eBay Assured Fit, you can return them for free if you need to. Sounds like that MOT won't be so bad after all. eBay. Things people love. Eligible parts. For full terms, visit ebay.co.uk/EAF.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Amazing deals on package holidays. Pay now.
I've got tickets to that sold-out show. Message now.
Your subscription's been suspended. Update your payment details.
Final warning. To receive your package, pay the fee immediately.
Mum, I've had an accident. Please send money.
There's been suspicious activity on your bank account, and I need a few personal details.
Fraud is getting more sophisticated. Always stop, think, and check. Stay ahead of scams at gov.uk/stopthinkfraud.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning into the show this morning. It's the last day of March today. Can you believe it's April tomorrow? Can you believe it's 5 years since we went into lockdown?
Wow, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, incredible.
When the weather was beautiful every single day.
Maybe
it's a sign. Maybe it's a sign. It won't be. Mate, you never know. Although it was lovely yesterday.
This week is lovely. All week.
So thank you for listening to the show. 20 Seconds 20K is back later on this morning. Meanwhile, Dominic Byrne is your new sport and weather. It's a minute past seven.
From Global's newsroom, the UK is hosting a major two-day summit to tackle illegal immigration. Representatives from 40 countries are meeting in London today. Tech firms, including Meta and TikTok, will take part in the planned talks. It's how gangs advertise people smuggling. Aid worker Rob Laurie has told Radio X some of what they do is very obvious.
They literally put their phone number on or their burner phone number on. The advertising on social media, it's always been their thing. Literally phone this number and I'll put you in touch with a smuggler.
In other news this morning, Donald Trump says he is very angry with Vladimir Putin after weeks of attempting to negotiate a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. The US president has threatened to impose a 50% tariff on countries buying Russian oil. Four more people have been pulled alive from rubble nearly 60 hours after a powerful earthquake struck Myanmar. Around 1,700 people have died there. Hundreds are still missing. Ministers have agreed a new funding package for a number of local pharmacies in England. The National Pharmacy Association has delayed a plan to take collective action while its members consider the deal. And waiting times for driving tests have reached a new record high. The AA says it's now taking, on average, 20 weeks to book a practical test. That's up from 14 weeks in February last year. Ministers say they are taking steps to tackle the backlog, including recruiting new examiners.
Sport.
Manchester City produced a second-half comeback to win 2-1 at Bournemouth, setting up an FA Cup semi-final against Nottingham Forest. The boss, Pep Guardiola, says his team did themselves proud yesterday.
The senior players, the legendary players that give the most incredible things in that club, make us step up again and make an excellent performance. So really pleased to back to Wembley again for 7 times in a row semi-final. This is an incredible achievement.
Aston Villa will face Crystal Palace in the other semi. So after cruising past Championship side Preston 3-0, I can't believe you did that. I can't believe your face. They cruised past Preston 3-0 at Deepdale yesterday. So that's the two semis taken care of there. Chelsea's advantage at the top of the Women's Super League has been cut to 6 points following a 2-2 draw against West Ham. The unbeaten leaders dropped points for just the third time this season. It's after Arsenal's 4-0 victory at bottom club Crystal Palace. Is that a funny one as well, James? Bottom club. Dundee United looks set for a top six finish in the Scottish Premiership. That follows a 1-0 win at Ross County.
Ross County. Boobs, you know.
No.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
It's going to be a bright start and warm as well. Lots of sunshine for much of the UK. A bit cloudy with some rain possible in the northwest later on this afternoon. The temperature is getting up to 17 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much indeed, Dominic Byrne. Dominic Boobs.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
We're bringing back our game for another round of 20 seconds to 20K. Dan says, the way James wrote it makes no sense. I'm an English teacher.
Hey,
so there you go.
Who put that there?
I did.
Now, you ignored all the other ones that said James is right.
I didn't see those.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't see any of those.
No, yeah, they're there.
No, they're not.
There's another one.
James is wrong.
It makes sense.
Oh, hold on. Oh, yeah. The first one you put in your defence, your first witness is Stephen in Milton Keynes.
Yes.
The guy who texts us every 30 seconds and is definitely a wrong'un.
He's brainy.
He's your prime witness.
He is brainy. We know that.
See?
It makes sense.
All right, here's another one. What James writ there was wrong, and yeah. I'm an English teacher.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
So there you are. Wrong.
I know, I don't agree.
No mention of Leeds falling apart again, says Chris, a Forest fan in Matlock. What are you talking about? We didn't lose. We got a point.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's it.
Oh, she didn't lose?
No, we didn't lose.
Right.
No.
Are you still in the promotions?
I like we did.
Yeah.
Huh?
Are you still in the promotions zone?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really interested in football at the moment. I've just moved on.
Taking a break from
you're
it.
Second.
Yeah, you're second. It's automatic.
As a Leeds United fan, it does feel like we were moments away from winning the league, and now I literally, this is how the mind of a Leeds United fan works. It's all over. We screwed up.
I heard a caller.
We're going to be in the playoffs. We're going to lose.
I can't remember what radio station it was. There was a caller at the weekend who wanted Daniel Farker to be sacked.
Yeah, absolutely.
And bring
sack them all. Sack the players. Get rid
Steve
of
Cooper in. I think for the
Steve Coogan. Yeah, love Steve Coogan.
Steve Coogan. Yeah. For the last 7 games.
Yeah.
How stupid was that?
Get rid of everybody. They're all rubbish.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I think it'll be fine.
It's a very fickle sport.
Very fickle
for fans.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's awful. It's such an awful feeling.
Yeah.
And then, are we playing this week? Do we play Tuesday? Do we play tomorrow?
You're still at the top, though, like near the top, aren't you?
No. Oh, good.
Are you having a week off?
Saturday, we're away at Luton Town. I quite fancy that.
Yeah, that's around, it's about half an hour from where I live.
Do you know anyone there?
Yes.
Luton Town?
Yes.
Have you got contact?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Fancy that?
Do you fancy it?
Yes, I think so. Are we doing anything?
It's 12:30 kickoff, so we
on Saturday.
Do the show till 11. Up we go.
Oh, we'd get back.
Luton Town.
Yeah, we get back easy.
Lovely, jubbly.
So you should technically beat Luton.
Now we're talking about Leeds United. Nobody knows. You can't predict. My dad said we're going to beat Swansea 5-0 at the weekend.
Yeah,
they've won 3 of their last 6.
Who Luton have?
Yes,
have they?
Not bad.
Okay.
Well, they're second from bottom.
Yeah, that's it.
Crumbs, Blackburn have lost the last 4.
Yeah, it's not fun in that league. Really not. The Chris Miles Show. Do you know, all jokes aside, and I might be wrong, but like Sheffield United, right? They're now top.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, even if you're a Sheffield United fan, it's the weird league that you're in. They'll be like, yeah, we're top, yeah. Hey, well done, you're top. Yeah, but, you know, we still might end up in the relegation zone, in the playoffs. But you're currently top. Your form's better than Leeds at the moment.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. No, doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't.
I mean, we're going to end up third. We're going to end up third.
Anyway.
It is a tricky one.
By the way, if you're doing... Sorry, what?
Oh, it's a tricky league. I was with you. Very tricky.
If you just switched on morning, by the way, Pepper is back.
Yep.
Hello.
Tick, 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 tick. How long for, though, before she swans off again?
Yeah.
I'm here now for a while. Can't get rid of me.
We've opened the lines for 20 seconds to 20K because we're going to play it again after 8 o'clock this morning. However, the competition is like, if you get 5 songs and you know the answers and you know the title and your brain gives you the title to the 5 songs, you'll win £20,000 as long as the clock doesn't run out. It's that simple.
Mm.
However, if your brain goes, nah, I'm not going to tell you what the name is, or you just go blank or you don't know it, then you don't know it. So... it can be the hardest game in the world, or it can be the easiest game in the world. It just depends. However, so many people have fallen on the first hurdle because they're not even texting in the qualifying question correctly because they're starting with the wrong keyword.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Idiot.
20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
So, if you want to play the game today, you could be winning £20,000. Hey, Captain, £20,000.
What's that?
It's Captain Crabbeard.
Is it?
Yeah, give him a little tickle, Pippa.
That and it's did a tick.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Why can't you be leaving? And he's joking.
Come on.
So £20,000 could be won. If you only get 4 right, it's £10,000. If you get 3 songs right, you win £5,000. And even if you get the first one right, it's worth £1,000. That's £1,000. Mm-hmm. Now, to play the game, you have to text the word play followed by the answer to the question. So if you've entered... can you just check that A, you actually text in rather than WhatsApped? B, you've started your text with the word play and no other word, right?
Oh, yeah, I put the wrong word.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Somebody text in the wrong word and the wrong answer.
Yeah. There's a few actually who've done that.
Well done. 20 years ago, which British band released their debut album, Employment, in 2005, featuring hits like I Predict a Riot. Mm. 20 years ago. I know, right?
It's frightening, isn't it?
So, if you want to play the game, you text the word play, followed by your answer. So write the word play, and then the name of that British band. Send it to our text number, 83936. Write the word play, then your answer, and text it to 83936. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate, but you'll be playing for £20,000. We're going to close the lines at 7:45 this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online and free entry, are at radiox.co.uk. We'll play just after 8. It could be you playing the game. 20 seconds, 20K. So text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
That's scary music. Scary music. What?
I was just wondering if you had like a little clip of your winner from last week.
Which one?
Well, I heard someone,
Fridays.
Someone text in saying you've got to hear the 10K winner from last week.
Mm. I was like, nah, this is not real. This is someone's winding me up. I'm getting annoyed.
An early April Fool's.
I think it all overwhelmed him.
Right. Okay, got you.
I think to be charitable.
Was he happy? Was he happy?
Don't know. Was he happy?
Because 10K is
he
a
should
lot
be,
of money.
You could argue.
I said to him, he goes, wow, yeah. And I'm like, come on, you just won £20,000. No, 20,000. I'm like, you just won £10,000. How do you feel? And he went,
yay.
It's almost sarcastic. Yeah.
Yay, whoopee.
Yay.
Okay. I mean, that's like when you find, I don't know, a fiver in a pair of jeans.
Yay.
Yay. Exactly.
You're right, it's his equivalent of Whoopee by Liam Gallagher, isn't it?
Yay.
Whoopee.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then there was this lovely bit of the chat as well.
I've just literally got in from the gym, so...
What day was it today?
It's Friday.
No.
I love that.
Was it legs day? Was it...
leg day.
Oh, yeah, I didn't buy a word he was saying.
Leg day.
Everything I said, he said yes.
It's Friday.
Are you right? Yes, yeah, I just been to the gym. Oh, what day was it? Leg day? Yeah, leg day, yeah. Mm.
Right. Yeah, just a great day.
And, you're going to work today? Yeah, sure, I'm going to work today, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm working from home. You working from home? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. Mm. I'm like, Anyway, you just won £10,000. Oh, cheers. Right, is that it? What do you mean, cheers? You just won £10,000. Come on, what idea does that make you feel?
Yay.
I'm like that. I'll get lost.
I think actually that reaction was the second attempt, wasn't it?
That was the second attempt.
You'd asked him to sort of raise the game a bit.
Come on. Come on.
Yay.
And I imagine everyone listening was really shuffling.
Absolutely.
We got a text in from someone saying, I work with Ryan.
Right.
Mm. And that's the quietest he's ever been, and we are going to rip him for his reaction.
Yeah.
So he was nervous then,
I think. Overwhelmed by everything. Yeah.
Right. Do you know who this is?
Yeah, Chris Miles. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Whoopee.
Yeah, it's Chris, yeah.
Yay.
I talk to you every day, don't I? Oh, no, I don't.
Hey, but listen, he won.
He won 10 grand. Come on up, Ryan.
You won 10 grand.
Yay.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo-da.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Good luck texting in for 20 seconds to 20K. We'll play after 8 o'clock. Now, I'm very excited. There'll be people listening, new people who've never heard this game before.
Mm.
Oh, you won't believe it. It's so tense. It's ludicrously tense.
Yeah.
And you might be like, so the first song, now I always have to give examples of what it may not be. So, there you go. It's not going to be that, is it? It's not going to be that. Well, I'll just say I'm still standing Elton John. It's not going to be that.
Fine. I don't think
I was about to say Lionel Richie, but
we'll
go with that one.
You can never know what it's like. You look like when it freezes just like ice. And you're sitting there in your car, at home, whatever, at work. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. And the caller's going, it's Elton John, Crocodile Rock, Tiny Dancer, Made in England, Nikita. And you're listening to it going, I'm still standing. Dum, 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 dum. They're running out of time. You're like, idiot.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like, you blood lag, wind and freight, I'm still standing. Stop the clock. And you'll be like, bloody hell, how have they got that so quick?
Yeah.
We don't know what caller we're going to get today. And it might be you playing the game. We'll play just after 8 o'clock. We'll close the lines at 7:45. Good luck.
Radio X. Coming up, more of us welcoming Pippa back from her holidays and hoping the announcement before she went was a very bad dream.
Oh, no.
What stories happened over the weekend, you ask? We'll round it up for you in the weekend roundup quiz type thingy. Plus, one of you lucky legends could win cold hard cash in 20 seconds to 20K after 8 this morning.
Yeah.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching.
Put your hands in the air if you love Mondays. Woohoo!
No, yeah. No.
The Chris Miles Show.
Nobody does.
Radio X.
All right, so here we go. Monday morning, back to it. Radio X, Chris Miles Show. We need to play a song to start your week, so I've chosen this one.
Keep you in the dark, you know they all pretend.
Yeah.
Perfect start to the 22nd 20K week. Pretender was the 20K song the time the lady won it. There you go. The time the lady won it.
Damn.
But now, was that true? Was that what it was? Start the clock.
Oh my God.
She just won £20,000. It's funny when you play something out of context, where it's like, oh, calm down, everyone.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But with the build-up to that moment was so intense.
We were invested in it, weren't we?
Oh, I popped.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited, I just farted.
Yeah. Yeah. Never let one go. It was a hell of a week.
Light a candle.
Wasn't it?
It's very exciting.
Windy popper.
I peed my pants.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I popped.
Oh, it was a terrible mess.
Yeah, Bruce and Oxford did this show what isn't just thrown together. We knew that, of course.
Yes, of course we did.
That's why we did it.
Yeah.
If you would like to play the game, 20 seconds to 20K. You have to answer a question. 20 years ago, which British band released their debut album, Employment, in 2005, with hits like I Predict a Riot? Yes, it was 20 years ago. Get over that.
Yeah.
And now think of the band that did that. And if you want to play, then text the word play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. You've got to do it on the text, and you've got to start your text with the word play. If you want to play, text the word play, and your answer, the name of the British band, 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate, but you'd be playing for £20,000. We're going to close the lines at 7:45 this morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. So good luck. Text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. You could be on the air playing for 20 grand later.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show.
It's 7:22.
Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
From all the drama to a world of wonders and bingeable box sets. It's adventure, it's excitement, it's bewilderment and awe. It's detectives, it's chases, it's even Geordie Shaw. It's Yorkshire Vets and Peppa Pig, all creatures great and small. It's Michael Palin, James May sailing, discovering a world to explore. It's real lives, it's saving lives, it's all this and more. Watch it, stream it. It's all on Five.
Is this finally the year for the kitchen renovation? Well, Chase is the digital bank that gives you the tools to help you spend, save and invest all in one place. So you can progress towards your goals, big or small. Like the goal of first drinks in your new kitchen. Cheers! Join millions of customers in the UK when you spend, save and invest through the Chase app. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents. Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
Investment scams, crypto scams, impersonation scams, romance scams. In the UK alone, somebody is scammed every 10 seconds. At CEL Solicitors, we've recovered over £100 million for our clients. So if you've lost money to a scam, we may be able to help get it back. Rated excellent on Trustpilot, you know you're in safe hands. Start your claim today.
CEL.
We listen. We care. We win.
Graham? 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 Are you on Giffgaff or something?
Yeah! They just text me to say they're giving me loads more data for no more money.
Is that why you're up a tree whistling like a blue tit?
Yeah, it just felt right.
Okay.
Get a massive 100 gigs of data a month with a £15 contract from Giffgaff. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See giffgaff.com/terms.
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
At Screwfix, we've got you covered with workwear, footwear and PPE from brands such as Timberland, Snickers and Cat. Shop Screwfix, the home of workwear, online, on the app or in store.
Want to get your hands on huge cash prizes? Enter now at winplus.co.uk for your chance to win big. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! Happy Monday!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, I've got all the biggest stories from a massive weekend. Plus, we're of no fixed abode without a pet town. Nominate yours on 83936 and... We've got your best three Danish trainers. Plus, we spin the reels of the old Mexican bandit for this week's Mexican handbag. The 4 till 7 thang. From 4 till 7, it's a thang.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk. From Ryan Coogler.
I seen me in the ways I ain't even know was possible.
Director of Black Panther and Creed.
With all the things that I seen, I ain't ever seen no demons till now.
Comes his next unmissable cinematic event.
Careful, boy. You're gonna bite off more than you can chew.
Starring Michael B. Jordan.
What the hell going on?
This April, the night belongs.
Admit to it.
Admit to what?
To the sinners.
That you dead.
Sinners. In cinemas April 18. Book tickets now.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Have you seen the time? It's time to get back to the fun.
Radio X.
What's up?
One second.
What's up now?
Oh my God, oh God, oh God, oh God, people are just so stupid.
You okay?
I feel better now.
Yeah.
You text the word play. You text the word play.
Yeah.
You text the word play. If you want to play, text the word play.
It's extraordinary.
What's that? Text the word cash.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
No.
If you want to play the game.
Yeah, I want to play the game.
20 seconds, 20K.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you text the word play if you want to play.
Text the word win.
No. No, 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 no. Okay, repeat after me.
Okay.
If you want to play.
If you want to play.
Text the word play.
Text the word sausage.
Is it because it's Monday?
I don't know.
Maybe.
What's
going on?
I don't know. But here's the thing. That amount of money would be dangerous in their hands.
Yes.
Mind you, that said, so would it be a pen, I guess.
True.
Certainly a phone.
Yeah.
You text the word play. I mean, I can't stress it enough. I really can't. But, you know. But if you have entered correctly, then these are the thick odds you're up against, so your chance of getting through might have just improved. So you're welcome. It's a bit early in the midnight.